Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foremost, we appreciate the time this morning. We know you are very busy. I want to come right out of the gate with this. When did you find out that you were not going to be invited to the 10-year anniversary in August? And how did that conversation go with the Giants?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I was in the gym working out. I had the endorphins going, thank goodness. I was having a good day in the morning, and I got a call from Larry Bear, which is, you know, I've loved Larry Bear ever since I played with him. Always treated me with the utmost respect, and was kind of curious as to what was up, and I figured it was for the invite. You know, so I called him back, and unfortunately, he had told me that the board had made a unanimous decision not to invite me, and I was like, oh, okay, interesting. And I was curious as to why. He said, well, you know, your Twitter account's a little bit aggressive for the board. And we had a lot of complaints with the fans and management. And I'm like, okay, does it go a little deeper than that, Larry? Is it maybe my political leanings? He goes, well, you know, that's part of it. But, you know, I think as a whole, it's just something that, obviously we've come to make this. This is hard, really hard, because I love you. But we just made a unanimous decision, and, you know, my hands are tied and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, okay, all right. Well, obviously I'm not terribly happy with the decision, but hey, you guys got to do what you got to do.
The Giants are saying this has nothing to do with your politics, but you're saying based on that conversation, your politics at least played a role in why you're not going to be invited back in August.
Well, I mean, if you look at my Twitter, 80% of it is, heavily conservative Christian values and very satirical, and if that's a word, is that even a word? It's a lot of satire, and I support Donald Trump. Probably 75% of my tweets are in support of Trump. And you know, and when I asked him about his, you know, my political leanings have something to do with it, you know, he mentioned that, you know, that has something to do with it. But you know, listen, this is more a First Amendment rights thing to me. I feel like in this country, those are getting taken away from people, whether you're on the left or the right. And, it's just, to me, it's just a little, it's just something that I feel like you got to fight for. And that seems to be the world we live in.
Aubrey Huff with Joe Lowe and Jim Cozumore here on 95.7 The Game. Now, there's a series of tweets, obviously, that have raised a lot of controversy, some dealing with politics, some dealing with decisions of the team. One in particular that you ended up deleting, I have to ask you about it. Quote, let's get a flight over and kidnap about 10 each. We can bring them back here as they fan us and feed us grapes, amongst other things. This was a post about Iranian women, since been deleted. Obviously, this caused a serious uproar amongst people who read that. Now, take me through the mindset of that tweet. What was your intent when you sent that out?
Well, first of all, it was earlier in the morning. I hadn't had my coffee yet. And at the time, the whole Iran thing was going down. And you know, you're talking about war with Iran and all this stuff. And I thought to myself, you know, gosh, there's so many beautiful Iranian women that I would imagine would love to escape that place. And instead of saying, go there and rescue, I just, for whatever reason in my mind in the morning, just said kidnap. Wrong choice of words. Obviously that was the wrong choice of words. That's not what I meant. America's a place where I feel like everybody in the world would love to be. And I would assume that many of the women there would love to be in America and get away from all the craziness in Iran. So, you know, that was basically what that was about. With my sense of humor, I'm in the locker room. The people that know me know that's how I joke around. And it was meant to be a joke. But, you know, as I reread it later in the day, I'm like, ooh, kidnapping probably wasn't the right choice of words.
In hindsight, do you regret sending that tweet out?
I don't regret sending the tweet out. I regret the kidnapping part. Yeah, that was probably the wrong choice of words.
So you could, though, understand why people would be outraged about commentary like that. I can see how you would view that as you're making a joke about a situation, but for that to be the message you convey, people getting outraged, and then that's what I'm trying to do. I figure you've got to at least have some regret for something like that, because that's, to me, that's the core of why the Giants are not inviting you to come back. I know there's a lot there, but that really stands out, Aubrey.
Well, there wasn't a lot of, from Larry on the phone. It wasn't really one. He didn't give me the exact tweet. It was just basically there wasn't one tweet that he had mentioned. There wasn't even the tweet about my disagreement with having a woman coach on the team. There was none of it. And so I was, it was basically my Twitter in general. And that was really it. So, yeah, I can understand why people are outraged. But here's the deal. My Twitter account, basically, I use my Twitter account the way I still talk in the locker room. I love the banter, and I love talking trash. It's in a fun, positive way. Sometimes people don't get it. I'm not a bad person. I love my boys, and I do love a good fight for what you believe in. And like I said, I can't be controversial, but I'm a conservative guy from Texas, and I fight for my beliefs and values. And I would rather not get invited to a World Series 10-year reunion and then to bow to my beliefs and opinions for a 5-second validation hat tip.
Aubrey, when you look at this situation, and I understand freedom of speech, get that. But if you look at Larry Bird, the situation he and his wife had with the wrestling of the phone, speculations, you look at the manager that they decide to bring in, bringing the guys in and coddling the guys about trying to cover up something. You look at also hiring, then you say, okay, bring in a woman coach. Do you see those things adding up to why now you say, okay, and then now you have these tweets? Do you see how that could be a causation, cause and effect?
Well, I mean, you see, the hirings. I mean, with Kapler, there's stories out there about him. I haven't dug deep into that, but I heard that there's controversy there. And, obviously it was public knowledge of Larry Bear's incident with his wife. And, I just find that, this world especially, it's not just this whole situation, but the whole world especially. When it comes to the whole left and right thing, the conservative, the liberal, the hypocrisy is great on both sides. And I'm just here to kind of shed light on all of it. And that's kind of where I'm at. You believe what you want to believe on the left. I'm cool with it. No big deal. But don't try and tell me how to believe as well. And, that's kind of where I'm in. The woman coach thing. Listen, here's my deal with that. I don't believe a woman should be in men's pro sports. Absolutely not. There's so many more people, especially men that grinded it out, that deserve that spot more than she does. But I also don't believe that men belong in women's college sports or sports in general either. Why would they want to be? I wouldn't want to coach women's sports. Women are tough enough to deal with anyway. Much less be
Aubrey, do you really think right now is the time to make that joke? We're trying to have you on to present this in both lights.
But hey, man, this is you guys had me on. This is how I joke. If you don't like it, then you don't have to interview me.
But you can understand why the Giants wouldn't want to bring you back.
If you don't like my Twitter, don't follow me. If you don't want to interview me, don't call me. That's kind of how I am, brother.
I'm not following you. I would never follow you. What I wanted was the opportunity today to bring you on the show so we could at least hear your side. And now I'm realizing what a mistake that was. You seem like you have no remorse for any of it, and I'm not saying you should. Your political views are yours. Your views are yours, and the First Amendment's your right. But when people get outraged about the things you say, when you talk about kidnapping Iranian women, it seems like you don't even bother to try and understand the other side when you want them to understand your side.
You sound upset, my friend.
Absolutely. It's extraordinarily offensive listening to you.
Well, I'm not one bit sad that you're offended. I'm sorry about that, pal. I can't do nothing about that.
I can completely understand why the Giants would want nothing to do with you. It's a shame because we came on today wanting to see your point of view. I came on today thinking, you know what? Maybe this guy, just because it's the Bay Area, they're going too hard on him. That maybe they lean a little too left here and he's getting a bad deal. And now I'm regretting bringing you on because I'm thinking to myself, you know what? He's exactly the turd he makes himself out to be on social media. Hang up on him. We're done. Aubrey Huff, former San Francisco Giant, run that guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.